fifth year with the Buckeyes. He was the conference coach of the year in three different conferences. Led Ohio State to 20-plus wins every season he's been there and to the last three NCAA tournaments. Led the Buckeyes to a 71-66 win over top-ranked Duke on Tuesday night. Ohio State's 5-2. They're at Penn State on Sunday. Their head coach, of course, is Chris Holtmann. He joins us once again. Chris, great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Uh-oh! I had him. Then I lost him. But in a way, it's okay because I love this song. And so does Dana White. Speaking of Dana White, Dana White is my guest on episode 200 of the Jim Rome podcast, which is live right now. Don't listen to it right now, but listen to it after the program. After that awesome introduction, I lost my guest, but I found him. He's back right now. Chris Holtmann is the coach at Ohio State. Chris, good to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, great to be with you, Jim. Hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. Good to have you back. Thanks so much. So you had a huge win over number one Duke on Tuesday. Early in the second half, Chris, you were down 15. What kind of thoughts were you having in that moment, and what was your message to your team?
You know, really, it was as simple as kind of win the play in front of us. You know, they're really good. You know, obviously, they're number one in the country for a reason. They've got some older guys. Duke has some older guys, and they've got some – you know, they've got obviously a lottery pick in Paolo. So, you know, I felt like if we could get it within two possessions in the last, you know, 4 minutes at home, we'd have a chance. You know, it's a little bit different playing on the road. But we really did just focus in on kind of winning the possession in front of us. Our guys did that. They didn't get rattled, and we ended up pulling it out.
All right, so they did exactly that. And the big picture is, what's it say about this group that you guys did come back from down 15 in the second half on the number one team in the country, and then you closed that game out with a 12-0 run? How much did that show you about your team?
I tell you, Jim, it's been crazy. We've had a wild opening seven games because – four of them have went down to the final possession, and you don't normally have that. Now, we played a hard schedule. We played a number of NCAA tournament teams, but I think what that says to me and what I've learned about this group is we've got a pretty tough-minded group. And, you know, you got to build that as the season goes on, especially playing in the Big Ten. But I think we have a pretty tough-minded group. We answered the bell. You know, again, it's different playing at home. It was sold out, as you'd expect, playing the number one team in the country and playing Duke. Our crowd certainly helped us.
Chris Holtmann's joining us. Chris, I think what you just said is really, really important in the sense that Duke was the last in a run of three ranked teams in 8 days. That's a really tough challenge early in the season, something that I think a lot of head coaches would not want, especially given the grind that your conference is. So what do you think your team took away from that three-game stretch, and then what's the thinking and scheduling it like that?
You know what? I've had some second thoughts on it because we're down our second leading scorer, who played early, but has had some groin issues. So I really had some thought. Hey, with a young backcourt, we have one of our a new backcourt. One of our guys is with the Indiana Pacers right now. Left the year early, so did I overschedule? But if I'm going to err, Jim, I'm always going to try to err on playing really challenging non-conference games. You know, it might mean we drop a couple. And I think hopefully that prepares us for what the Big Ten is and hopefully for postseason. You know, in our league, Tom Izzo's done that for years. He's done it for years. He's not afraid to play anybody, anywhere. I think that toughens your team, and I appreciate it, but I'm not – you know, I'll be honest with you, in private moments, I had some second thoughts.
I appreciate that, too. Ohio State head basketball coach Chris Holtmann's my guest. Let me ask you about Coach K. Like, Mike Krzyzewski is retiring at the end of the season. When you look at this man's career and everything that he's accomplished, what sticks out to you the most about him?
You know, I think the consistency and longevity of his success. I mean, he's won 5 national championships, 12 Final Fours. I think what has made him legendary, and probably, you know, he'll go down as one of the best coaches in any sport, is his ability to relate to kids at all different generations. You know, he's went from doing it one way early in his career to adapting how he's recruiting and playing, to also transitioning to coaching pros on the Olympic team. you know, to be able to do that, you have to be, I think, really, really gifted to be able to relate and communicate the way he does. And it was my first time coaching against him. It's unique. I've coached against a lot of guys and, you know, a lot of Hall of Famers. First time coaching against him. And it was, you know, it was an honor, honestly, to do it.
That's really interesting, actually. We're talking to Chris Holtmann. You know, when you and I spoke back in January, we talked about E.J. Liddell and his impact on the program. He had 14 points and 11 rebounds against Duke. How much has his game grown, even from when you and I spoke in January until today?
It's really grown. I tell you, the kids, what he's done is he went through the NBA process, which a lot of guys do. You know, he had a terrific sophomore year. Assessing got, I think, feedback that was important, but also he understood kind of what I think he went into it understanding, hey, I've got some things I got to get better with. He's a player, you got to have good self-awareness, and he does. He understands he had to continue to grow. He came back, he's been our most consistent worker. He's improved on his conditioning, number one, his fitness level, and being able to play on the perimeter. The guy has almost 30 blocks through seven games, and he's really been able to come from out on the perimeter and impact shots around the rim. He's a unique matchup because he's 6'7 with a 6'11 wingspan, can take you play inside, play outside. He's going to have a phenomenal career. I really believe it's a really good long career in the NBA. He's just got to continue to keep getting better.
All right, so Chris, you mentioned the feedback that he received about his NBA prospects. Speaking of feedback, last season, after you dropped a game to Illinois, your mother, Patty, sent you a text, which read, quote, Chris, I noticed that the boys in the Illinois game were shooting flat-footed, just using upper body. Just take it for what it's worth. I just noticed the others engage their legs, end quote. What an amazing text. What was your reaction when you received that text from your mother?
A bit of an eye roll, to be honest with you, because she likes to send those texts on the regular. Like somehow I just decided not to watch the previous Illinois game and couldn't recognize that myself. But, you know, she's a mom and she, you know, but I thought that became public. I kind of put that out on social media. I thought that'd be fun. I thought that might slow down some of the texts on corrections we need to make. It hadn't slowed it down at all. As a matter of fact, I got one after the Duke game. And, you know, we grew up in Lexington, Kentucky. So she grew up watching college basketball. So she loves it. And because she's watched it throughout her life, I think she feels like maybe she has some opinions she'd like to share. And she doesn't mind sharing them.
Or maybe she thinks that she knows more than you and knows better than you. And, Coach, maybe she's right. Ask her. I had a father. He passed away, but he was the exact same way. I get this. I know what you're saying. Chris, let me ask you, if you don't mind. I want to ask you about Paul Patterson. He coached you at Taylor University. He passed away. For those who do not know him, what was he like as a person?
Well, Jim, I really appreciate you asking about him. He was my college coach, and for those of us that have had, you know, mentors, and I'm sure you have one, you know, for me, he was everything to the guys that play for him. It was some of the hardest years of my life playing for him. There was nobody more demanding, but he's a guy that when I first became a Division I head coach, he would call me. He was still working at the time. He would call me 2 to 3 times a week just to check in on me. Hmm. And he did that well into my time at Gardner-Webb and into Butler days and even in my first year before he became ill with Alzheimer's, my first year here at Ohio State. So, you know, it means a lot that you would ask. I really appreciate it. It's just a reminder of how one person, you know, if he really is about other people, how much they can impact lives.
Really quickly then, as a follow, Chris, you've said that he would be brutally honest and he was uncompromising and he was not ever going to stand for arrogance. When you talk back to him one time, just one time, what was his response to you?
Yeah, it was right in the middle of it was halftime. He ripped me. I think I turned it over right before we were playing in California. I turned it over right before halftime. That was never a good thing to do when you play for him because you knew walking into the locker room you were going to get it. And, you know, normally you had to take it right between the eyes and deal with it for that day. For whatever reason, I wasn't trying to hear it. You know, you're a 19, 20-year-old kid. And, you know, I said, I had a smart aleck response. And he immediately came back and said, hey, you're not good enough to talk back to me. And I didn't know how to respond, honestly. I just kind of shut up and said, okay, all right, I guess that that's going to be the end of this conversation. But he, you know, he had a way. He never swore, but he had a way of saying stuff that would kind of pierce you in a really honest way. And at the end of the day, looking back on it, I appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it at the time, but I appreciated it afterwards, and appreciate it now for sure.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying that you were right to do so, but when he says to you, you're not good enough to talk back to me, were you not the best player on the team? Were you not an all-conference player when you said that?
Yeah, I was an All-American, yeah. I was actually, we had a backcourt buddy who was better, but yeah, I was an All-American, but I didn't feel like giving him my resume at that point, Jim. I just felt like at that point I needed to zip up.
Yeah, that's great. It, by the way, Coach, not only am I good enough to do it, I'm the best player you've ever had. Yeah, that might not have gone, it might have felt good in the moment, but not so great. All right, so Chris, really quickly, you've got a few days off before you face Penn State. What is the focus for you and the players between now and Sunday? Another big game.
Really turning the page. I think it's the biggest challenge for teams. You see it all across college basketball. Games come at you quickly. You don't have a week off like you do in football. You have to rest up, turn the page. Listen, my press conference got over at 12:30 the night of the game. So you know how the players were still energized and feeling that yesterday. And again, we expected to play well, but I think we need to turn the page to a Penn State team that we've struggled with, that is good, well-coached. It's a conference game. It's our first conference game. It's on the road. We need to be ready and prepared for that, and a lot of that depends on the leadership of our group.
That's coming up fast. Ohio State at Penn State. That's Sunday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Ohio State's 5-2, coming off that big win, but you just heard it from the coach. Got to turn the page. Chris, appreciate you very much. Love the energy, love the conversation, and always good to have you on this talk show. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, it's always great being with you, Jim. All the best.
You too. Chris, all the best. Great to have you back. Chris Holtmann, head basketball coach at Ohio State. All right, then. That's good stuff. I like that. Good to change up on you. I mean, when I say change up, I mean just keep moving. When I say change up, I mean get off of the family that does not exist. When I say change up. Top of the hour, the big head, James Kelly. Trying to get more out of him than I'm getting out of him, which is 10 minutes a week out of him.